Title: Revolutionary FAR Overhaul Update. Rulemaking phase begins with the issuance of four proposed rules. Content: On June 23, 2026, the Revolutionary FAR Overhaul, RFO, officially entered the rulemaking phase of the overhaul process with the release of four separate proposed rules, the proposed rules. Collectively, the proposed rules cover 20 parts of the FAR, including Part 52, which contains related clauses and will be updated on an ongoing basis throughout the process. The proposed rules are available here: FAR Case 2026-001, FAR Case 2026-002, FAR Case 2026-005, and FAR Case 2026-007. Comments for all four proposed rules are due by July 23, 2026. How did we get here? If you haven't been paying attention to the RFO process, it's okay, that's what we're here for. Here's a quick recap. On May 2, 2025, the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, launched the Revolutionary FAR Overhaul with Memo M25-25 as the first step in implementing Executive Order, EO-14275, restoring common sense to federal procurement. With that, led by the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, OFPP, and the Federal Acquisition Regulatory Council, FAR Council, the government began the process of overhauling, or rewriting, the FAR to return the FAR to its statutory roots, rewrite it in plain language, and remove most non-statutory rules. The first phase of the RFO process involved revising all 53 FAR parts via model deviations drafted by the FAR Council. Once the model deviations were published on the acquisition.gov website, note, not formally published in the Federal Register, all executive agencies had 30 days to implement the model deviations by issuing agency class deviations. The agency deviations adopted the model deviations, making them applicable by agency. 1. Our analysis of the deviations is available in our FAR overhaul tracker. Once adopted by agencies, the language in the deviations became effective as a temporary stopgap while the FAR Council considered feedback, nearly 1,600 comments, and began the process of drafting proposed rules. Where are we now? With the June 23, 2026 publication in the Federal Register, we've now entered Phase 2 of the overhaul process, the official rulemaking phase, where the FAR Council will eventually publish all FAR parts as proposed rules, solicit feedback from industry, and then, we suppose, issue final rules. The FAR Council will release a series of 12 proposed rules in total, covering the entire FAR. As described in more detail below, each proposed rule will cover several FAR parts. To its credit, the FAR Council has published a useful resource, organized by proposed rule, i.e., FAR case, that highlights major changes incorporated into the proposed rules based on feedback the FAR Council received in response to each FAR part deviation. This resource will be updated continuously as the rulemaking continues. The first four proposed rules. So, what do these first four proposed rules cover? We're glad you asked. Below we provide a high-level overview of what is covered in each proposed rule, and here's a handy table. FAR Case FAR Parts Covered published 2026-0011, 2, 4, 33, 39, 40 and 53 June 23/Comments due July 23, 2026-0026, 7, 10, 18, 26, 37 and 41 June 23/Comments due July 23, 2026-0055, the 24th and the 29th of June 23/Comments due July 23, 2026-0073 and 49 June 23/Comments due July 23 FAR Case 2026-001. Covering Parts 1, 2, 4, 33, 39, 40 and 53, and associated Part 52 clauses, 2, this proposed rule covers the following FAR parts: Part 1, Federal Acquisition Regulations System; Part 2, Definitions and Acronyms; Part 4, Administrative and Information Matters; Part 33, Protests, Disputes, and Appeals; Part 39, Acquisition of Information and Communication Technology; Part 40, Information Security and Supply Chain; Part 53, Removed and Reserved, We will cover the more significant changes to each of these parts in more detail in a subsequent blog post, but for now, the most significant substantive changes appear to be to parts 1, 4, 33, and 40. In particular, part 1 removed the sunset clause from the model deviation, which made it so that all non-statutory FAR language automatically expired after 4 years. That concept is gone, and now language in the FAR can only be removed through formal rulemaking. Part 4 was revised to eliminate half of the previous information required for an entity to register on SAM.gov. The purpose of this change is to reduce administrative burden.